This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I am bringing you, I think, a very, very undiscovered company. They haven't been on the show for about 2 years, but I think that now is the time to take a look at them. They've got a lot of things in a hopper. I'm talking no other than North American Cannabis Holdings, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol USMJ. If you want to buy some of their products, you can go to their website. It's usmj.com. And with us today is the president of the company. He's going to bring us up to speed, Steve Rash. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Everett. It's a pleasure to be back, and thanks for inviting me back.
One of the hottest things out there in the world today is cannabis oils, CBD products. Explain to my audience, what is cannabis oil?
Well, cannabis oil comes from the hemp plant. And in particular, it comes from the flowers and the buds of the hemp plant. It does not come from marijuana, and it has less than 3% THC. Regular hemp, if you have just regular, that comes from the leaves of the hemp plant.
What's the main ingredients that's really the buzz of town? Why is everybody having so excited about CBD oil?
Well, there's a couple reasons. Well, in fact, there's quite a few reasons. From a medical standpoint, in fact, your body has CBD receptors built in. And the natural benefits of CBD are it's muscle recovery, anti-fatigue, anti-inflammatory, pain relief, anti-muscle fatigue, speedy muscle repair, natural muscle relaxation. And also, CBD is beneficial to your immune systems, your nervous system, your gastrointestinal system, reproductive system, your brain, your heart and circulatory systems, connective tissues, glands, skin, memory, mood, pain. It's almost like a medical miracle product.
Wow.
Without the effects of all these pain relievers, which, you know, you get into the opioids and so forth.
Exactly.
But this is a natural remedy that your body craves and needs.
Well, I asked you to come on the show because it's been a little while, like I said, about 2 years. Bring myself and my listeners up to speed. What have you been doing for the last 2 years? I see that you got involved with another company, Kaylee Management. You also got involved with a hamburger company. Bring us up to speed what those projects are going to bring to fruition here very soon.
Okay. Well, what we've got is we are working with our sister company, Puration, and we're selling the EverX brand CBD water, but we're working with West Coast Ventures, which is better known in their brand name is Illegal Burger in Colorado. They have 9 locations, and we're working with them to develop CBD infused foods. Then we're going to take our Americana concept or cafe concept onto food trucks.
Wow!
With cannabis based foods, we think this could be a home run for us, and that's why we're working with a restaurant chain because that's their experience. Our experience is with the actual cannabis products themselves. We're also working with Cali on an extraction process so that we can extract our own CBD oil. And we use only the finest quality CBD products out there that we can find. We're also working with a couple of other entities for building our own extraction facilities for processing raw hemp, and there's a tremendous amount of activity that we've got going on with other public and privately held companies.
Well, you know, one of the things I saw in a recent press release, you guys are starting to put some products, or you're starting to introduce some of your products to your e-commerce site. What products will they be, and are you going to be adding any more new products to that e-commerce site?
Well, right now, we have CBD-infused water under our sister company's brand, EverX. We also are featuring chewing gum, gummies, tinctures, capsules, creams and lotions, pet drops and tinctures, vape cartridges, disposable water filtration bag that can be reusable for up to 8,000 ounces of filtered water. And then in the process, we are talking with several other companies right now to give us additional products that we can use in our e-commerce site, because we are really looking forward to our e-commerce site exploding in revenues, which will benefit our shareholders once we get more and more products on the website. And if you have any listeners out there with products that would like to talk to us about selling those on our e-commerce site, please give us a call.
Your e-commerce site, again, is usmj.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
My guest today is Steve Rash. He's the president of North American Cannabis Holdings, Inc. You can find their company on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol USMJ. Very undervalued here at 500ths of a cent, if you will. Let me ask you this. What are some of the biggest obstacles you guys have to overcome here in the next two quarters? And what are the things that you feel that you have accomplished in the last two quarters?
Well, the biggest hurdle we have to come is the perception that cannabis is not marijuana.
Correct.
That it is a beneficial product. It comes from the hemp product. It has less than 3% THC in it, and that it is good for your body. It's nutrition. Your body craves and needs CBD in it. It makes it healthier, and it's much better for you and for memory, et cetera. The other hurdle that we have been trying to come over is always finding credit card processors who will stay with us. They tend to start and then they find out it's cannabis and they go, oh my gosh, that's illegal. You know, it's marijuana. We can't do that. So that's an obstacle that we've been overcoming as well.
Now, do you guys touch the marijuana plant or are you just strictly CBD?
We're just strictly CBD. We don't have anything to do with medical marijuana. We want to keep it separate. We may at some point in time delve into the medical marijuana, but we believe that our future lies with the cannabis oil.
In closing here, Steve, what do you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from this interview?
Oh, that we are a company that is really developing the CBD market. We think that through our e-commerce site and by getting more information out to the public to use these products, so these are all high-quality products, that I think the customers will be very happy with our products, and I know our shareholders are very happy, the ones that I speak to on a regular basis.
Steve, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Only thing I ask is that you not wait almost 2 years to come back on my show. Hopefully you'll become a regular, come back on the show in 50 days. Like I said, I think you guys are right at the beginning of your yield curve line. I think you guys are going to explode here in the next 2 to 3 quarters. It's always a great pleasure to have you on my show. You know, I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Well, thank you, Ever, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to come back on. And I promise you, I will be back a lot sooner than 2 years from now.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.